Hello, 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 my lovely friends, and happy June to you. I want to share an anecdote with you today, and it may not on its own be the most useful tip you receive from me. However, I will be tying it into future segments. So I'll just leave it here for this month. I hope that you take away from it what you can. And then, like I said, I will do my best to tie it back into future segments. So this anecdote is about tea, like tea as in coffee and tea. So about a year and a half ago, I had my team over to my home to practice our craft and to use my home as a training ground. And when we got to my kitchen, my team was asking me, as if I was the client, about my tea collection. And they said, "Oh, wow, it looks like you love tea." And I said, "Actually, I mean, I like tea, but I don't really drink a lot of tea." And so the question was asked, "Why do you have 17,000 tins and flavors of tea?" And I said, "Well, when my brother and sister-in-law come over, none of us drink alcohol, so we drink tea. And when my girlfriend and her kids come over, they're big tea drinkers, so we drink tea." And so it was established pretty quickly with their prodding and really good probing questions that I was using valuable counter space for an item that I was not reaching for all that often. And the reason for that is I've been conditioned, as I'm sure all of us have, to keep categories intact. So one of the things that we do as professional organizers when we get into your homes is we start sorting like with like. So I had all my tea with the rest of my tea, and it felt very counterintuitive. I actually wouldn't even have thought of it to separate out one tea from the rest. But that's what ended up happening, again, with the guidance and expertise of my team and the objectivity. So what we did is we took 99% of my tea collection, we put them in four bins, and they went on top of my fridge. Out of sight, out of mind, and I only really pulled them down twice this year. That's how often I saw my brother and sister-in-law and my girlfriend and her kids. COVID. In any case, actually not COVID, post-COVID, but anyway, I digress. And it was a really big eye-opener for me because, again, it was very counterintuitive to separate tea from tea. You know, it felt wrong. However, I gained so much counter space that day. And let me tell you, I got over it real fast. So the moral of this story is when we think of categories, and I used the word categories in a previous segment to delineate garbage from recycling, from Aunt Sally, from selling items on Kijiji. Now I'm using categories to talk about items in our home. So the moral of this story is it is okay and sometimes necessary to separate items from the same category based on their usage. Until next time, I hope you find many reasons to smile, and I hope that you give the categories in your home some thought, because we're going to come back to them later. Hi, this is Stacey Aika. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Tidy Triumph podcast right here in Focal Point eNews.